With the threat of sequester looming large and furloughs the talk of the town, a lot of families once again looking at tightening their belts. Many can't help but notice those credit card commercials advertising lower interest rates if you transfer your money.
We can pay down our balance faster to save money on interest.
But are those cards a good thing? Earlier, I talked to John Kiernan, senior analyst with CardHub.com. He says it depends.
It can be a good thing to do. Transferring a balance can save you a lot of money, but you really have to kind of look into the details and consider all of the costs together. A lot of time people look at just the introductory interest rate they get and the length of time that they get it for. But if you're not going to be able to pay off your balance within that term, then high regular rates will take effect. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it will be a bad idea, but they will slowly eat away at your savings. And so you really need to make sure that you're able to pay off what you owe either within that introductory period or soon thereafter. You also have to consider any annual fees or balance transfer fees you might have to pay in transferring a balance. The normal fee is 3% of whatever you transfer.
What are the best cards to use when it comes to transferring debt?
It depends what kind of debt you're trying to transfer. The Slate card from Chase is far and away the best balance transfer card on the market because it gives you a 0% introductory balance transfer APR for 15 months and doesn't charge any fees. So you can basically trade in your currently high interest rate for a 0% rate for more than a year without paying anything. But Chase only accepts transfers of credit card debt, so you can only transfer it from a non-Chase credit card. If you want to transfer an auto loan, for example, the best cards would be the Pentagon Federal Credit Union Platinum Rewards card or Discover's new IT card. Both have lengthy 0% terms and low enough regular rates that if you are able to pay off what you owe within, say, 24 months, you're looking at fairly low costs.
John, let me ask you this. Why do I want to transfer debt onto a credit card? Isn't it just debt moving over to become more debt someplace else?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, the obvious one is if you can trade in a high interest rate for a lower one, and that will probably let you save money on finance charges and pay off what you owe quicker. If you're transferring secured debt, like an auto loan, that would be backed by the value of your car, you're also eliminating the threat of repossession. Because if you encounter problems paying an auto loan, the lender could always come and take your car back. But credit card debt is what's known as unsecured debt. And so if you have payment problems, you'll incur interest and some credit score damage, but you won't lose your vehicle and therefore your ride to work and things like that.
That's John Kiernan of CardHub.com. If you'd like to see which card rates best when it comes to transfers, you can go to our website, WTOP.com.